Hello, welcome to Why Not Me? In life, we face many trials and obstacles, many challenges, and in the thick of it, we can be tempted to think, why me? But every obstacle presents an opportunity, and every trial can bring triumph. So I want to encourage you to adapt a mindset of, why not me? When in the middle of it, when things are tough, look around and think, why not me? It's happening for a purpose. And then, when success is at your doorstep, and all you have to do is open it, you may find yourself hesitating, questioning, is this for me? Do I deserve this? And I want to encourage you to adapt a mindset of, why not me? Throw the door open wide, shout to the world, why not me? Embrace your success. I'm your coach, Todd Halls. I'm grateful to have you on this journey. Welcome to Why Not Me.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Why Not Me, turning trials into triumphs, seeking and embracing success. I'm your host, Coach Todd Halls. Grateful as always to be here with you and listeners. So very grateful for you tuning in. There'd be no point in us being here if you weren't here. So thank you very much. Our guest today has a lot to offer. I'm excited to introduce you to Joe Russo. Joe and I met recently. I know him as a business owner slash founder. Lately, from what I can tell with it, what he's up to now, an innovator, an entrepreneur. He's a recovering retiree. We'll let him talk more about that. But with that, welcome to the show, Joe Russo.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. Glad to be with you.
Glad you're here. Glad you're here. So let's start with kind of the end of that. The recovering retiree. You had a career. You thought, all right, I've put in my time, but it turns out you hadn't. What's that all about?
Well, I had an electrical contracting company, a commercial and industrial electrical contracting company up in New Jersey. Was a lot of work. And I guess around 2020, right around when COVID was hitting, I was starting to wind down anyway. My idea was to come move down here to Florida, maybe get a place up in the Blue Ridge Mountains in North Carolina, Tennessee. And I was a little burnt out working quite a bit, doing quite a lot up there. But it was time to get out. But was a little burnt out. But then, you know, friends and family, they know me. I'm a little high strung and high energy by nature. So they basically didn't believe I was going to fold up and retire. And they said, I'll give you 6 months. Well, 6 months lasted about a year, year and a half. And I was climbing the walls a little bit, needing to get back into something. And people told me, you know, I should teach a little bit or get into a little bit about educating in the trades, because I spent a good, you know, the majority of my adult life in the trades since graduating high school in 1985. So we decided to, I had an idea, and we decided to launch a new platform called the Construction Platform. And the idea is to bring the trades back into the mainstream as a career option for the younger generations. I know, you know, there's always a labor shortage gap in the trades. There's a labor shortage in the trades, along with every other industry these days. But the idea was to help bridge that labor shortage gap and kind of streamline the daily activities, the day-to-day challenges and workload that there is to do in the trades. So we developed this platform that tries to do all of that. It's basically a format based on social media, message boards and news feeds that interact with. We have patent pending tools such as bid request forms, labor request, permanent or temporary labor request forms. We developed a vendor store for the platform as well, where all the industry professionals, not just tradesmen, contractors, architects, engineers, trade associations and organizations, vendors, property manager and facilities managers. It's full circle because they all need each other, right? So we're looking, we developed a platform that has all that interaction on the platform. It's basically a system. We developed a system that you're able to interact on news feeds and message boards, state specific, county specific, and trade specific to your industry.
State, county, trade specific. So you can dial in pretty granular where you're at and who you're needing.
Yeah, cool. A lot of the formats today on social media and everything, they're not, first of all, we're industry specific. So there's not all that fluff around it. It's a very professional platform. And also, I mean, somebody could be up in Buffalo, New York, looking and they post something, I'm looking for a painter, and somebody down in West Palm Beach, Florida takes a look at it. That does neither one of them any good. So we formatted this, choose your territories that you service, you fill out your profiles, you can upload photos of your work. Your profile is basically your business profile, or if you're an individual, it's your resume and by certifications. So you can really, really find what you're looking for within the industry, the way we formatted the platform.
Cool. Cool. Sounds amazing. So understanding that you're part of the mission is to bring the trades back to, I'm going to try to get this right, but let's see, put it this way, to bring dignity back to being a tradesman. And I'm careful, like, I don't mean that there's not, because my background's in concrete and I spent a lot of years with a tool belt on and I love that. I'm proud that I did that, that I have that, right? So there was no lack of dignity for me being in it, but more on a grander kind of almost like a societal thing. I think the trades are looked at, you know, it's a blue collar existence, it's a blue collar life, and somehow white collar was a better color than a blue collar at some point. Am I tracking in the right direction? Do you think is it the sense?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you've been doing it as long as I have as well, there was always that kind of, exactly what you're saying, that negative connotation to the blue collar guy came from white collar guys. You know, that's where it came from. And the idea is to help bridge the wealth gap between the white collar and the blue collar careers as well. I mean, I know there's a lot of buzz around college today for a lot of different reasons. Whether it's what they're teaching you in college, or whether it's student loan debt in college, really people coming out of college with a lot of student debt and really having no place to apply their degrees. And today, I mean, these days, hell, plumbers, electricians, a lot of them are making more than doctors these days, or a lot of the white collar professions. So, I mean, we think that's another avenue. Glad you brought that up. That's another avenue. You know, we're looking to network with the trade schools and promote from the trade schools as well. We would be a great recruiting tool for a job placement tool for the kids coming out of trade school as well. When I had my electrical company, I used to hire kids out of trade school as well. So the idea is to really show these kids through the platform as well, through a lot of everybody's profiles, the interaction on the platform, the opportunity. We're developing a aptitude test for the kids coming out of school. Take the aptitude test, see if they have an aptitude and a desire and a good fit for the trades and the blue collar industry. So we're trying to work with a lot of that as well.
Cool. And so when you mentioned trades, and I the name of it is the construction platform. So specifically to the trades as they relate to the built environment, correct?
Out of the what environment? I'm sorry.
The built, like the construction environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's really the construction platform it's really got its name because it's not really just for contractors or tradesmen. It really ties in every segment of the construction industry. So, because again, it all comes full circle. Everybody needs each other, whether you're a tradesman, contractor, subcontractor, architects and engineers, trade associations and organizations, property and facilities managers and vendors. They all need each other. And the way we developed this platform, it's more like a system where you can complete the entire construction cycle on one platform and on just two pages. We've designed this where everything's two clicks away, very user-friendly. If you're used to social media, you'll be able to use this platform like second nature. And so basically, you can complete the entire construction cycle on the platform, from marketing and promoting your business. We are a B2B platform. We're not a business to consumer. So we're business to business platform. So within the industry, just by setting up a profile, just by setting up, by the way, just by setting up a free profile, no costs, no charges, no anything, by setting up a free profile, you automatically are marketing and promoting your business or your services. You are able to participate, either place or respond to unlimited bid requests in your area. You're able to then search out permanent or temporary labor, skilled labor, from just through others on the platform and their profiles. And then also then the last piece is you can request vendor quotes from our vendor store, or just shop the vendor store for materials for projects. When you're bidding projects, you can send out bid requests to the vendors as well. Or even if you're looking for any kind of administrative office needs as well, whether it's payroll services, insurance, equipment rental, anything, shop the vendor store or send out a request vendor quote. So it really ties in every piece of the process from the start to finish, from doing a project in the construction industry. It's really super streamlined. Cool. Yeah.
So you're an electrical contractor for a number of years, right?
I got into the industry in 1989 and was first licensed in 1994.
Okay. So some decades there.
Yeah, long time. Longer than I'd like to admit.
When did this idea, like the construction platform, has this been germinating for a while? Or was this something that after this temporary hiatus, this retirement, that's when it really kind of came to life?
Yeah, exactly that. Actually, when I took a break and I was able to stop and slow down long enough to not be in the vicious cycle of constant working and going 1,000 miles an hour, when I took a few minutes to breathe and took some time off, you know, the ideas started, you know, the concepts and the ideas just start, you know, I just started piecing them together with a lot of existing things that were happening out there. And I really started developing this because I'm not really the techie, the IT techie guy, the computer guy, the software guy. It's not me. It's not my skill set. So I started drawing the entire platform and the website out on printing paper. And I drew the homepage. I drew how it would all look and how it would interact. And I hand wrote it on pages and paper. And I started trying to take a run at it. And I really didn't have the right people around me to make that happen. It wasn't my really kind of thing. And I was sitting down in Florida. I'm like, how am I going to get this off the ground? And then I put it down for about 6 months. And then a little while later, through taking a class and a course, I met a professor, and he was a PhD, and I was talking to him about the project, and he told me, he goes, I have a perfect guy for you. It's an ex-colleague of his. And so he introduced me to Dr. Michael Knight, and I pitched him the idea, and he's a PhD, a double PhD in business and business strategy. He teaches university students to get their PhD. And so he deals with, business plans and business strategies and everything. And he said he has been through hundreds and hundreds of pitches from students. And he, when I pitched him the idea, he thought it was, he said, it's fantastic. He's like, I'm looking at it like it's Christmas and you're Santa Claus. He said, he thinks it's a great idea. And so we started talking a lot about it and going further and further and extrapolating out the ideas. And he turned out to be a perfect partner. So I pulled him in together with him, and it's just the two of us. And we complement each other's skill sets. He considers me like the subject matter expert of the construction industry from spending 35 plus years in the construction industry and working with everyone throughout the industry. We did surgical centers, dialysis centers, 400,000 square foot distribution centers, manufacturing facilities. We've worked on a lot of the big stuff. I'm used to working with a lot of the industry professionals. So, and my Dr. Knight, his skill set is more the tech side and the business strategy side. I have the marketing and sales side down as well. But we wound up being a very good fit. And at that point, that was about a year and a half ago, a little bit between a year and a year and a half ago. Then it all just started making sense. And all the pieces just started coming together. And we were just like, the universe just was screaming at us, make this happen. So, and then we just spent the last year developing the platform. And we thought it was going to take about 6 months. It wound up taking double the time. We've been developing it over a year. And we just launched over the last month or two. And we've been kind of walking it out and beta testing it, and everything's good to go now. And now we're just trying to ramp up users and populate the platform. Everything is free to every individual, every construction industry professional. And they're welcome to log on and set up a free profile. On our homepage, we have a short, brief 3-minute site tour video on how the platform works. It just takes 3 minutes to give you a brief overview. And if you're already a construction industry professional, it should make perfect sense to you. And then you could just very easily log on, set up a profile, and start interacting. Set up your profile to the state or states. A lot of guys are multi-state contractors or professionals or vendors. And so log on, set up your profile, upload photos of your work, and start interacting on the news feeds and the message boards. The news feeds are very area specific, and the message boards are area and trade specific, so that you want to just interact with your electrical brothers, all the guys in the electrical industry. There's the electrical message board. Same thing, drywall. Any plumbing, HVAC, we have 30, I think it's about 35 trades on there. And you could search through over 1,800 certifications and licenses. And so now you're really upping your value within the industry by putting a whole portfolio out there of your work. The templated profile is basically, as I said earlier, your business profile or your resume as an individual, and photos of your work, and click on what certifications that you have, and whether it's recruiters or construction companies, contractors that are hiring, they could search for you, and they could search for you by certification. They could see what you're certified to do, and you could search through the certification database and see if there's other certifications you want to apply for.
You could acquire through the platform.
Well, you can't acquire. Or, that's why we're looking to, but it'll jog your memory. Yeah, sure. It'll jog your memory on what's out there that you may want to, you know, take some classes and get certified in some other areas to up your value within the industry.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just, speaking of jogging your memory, we get busy, right? So I'm thinking back to a little bit of our earlier discussion, and you know, you talked about how this idea really didn't come out until you had a chance to step back and take a break. And then just now you talked about, you know, if somebody's on there and looking around, you know, you may jog a memory like, oh, that's right, I thought about that certification at one point. So I want to talk about that for just a minute.
Sure.
How many ideas do you think you've had while you were, you know, while you were running your contracting company that you're like, oh, I need to, that's a great idea. And then because you're running, like, it just gets left behind.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's happened many times throughout the years. I mean, I had at my peak, I had about 14 electricians working for me, juggling about three or four projects at a time and, big projects and coordinating with, job materials, utility companies, architects, engineers, multiple projects and customers, corporate, you know, corporate accounts. You really don't have time to do a lot or think about a lot. There's a lot of juggling. You're getting pulled in every direction. You always have to stay six steps ahead of what you're doing. So, you know, this was the furthest thing. This didn't enter my mind when I was in business. It really didn't. It was really when I had a chance to step back and fold up my business and do it and just exhale for a few years. And then you know, I'm a pretty aggressive guy to begin with. I don't sit still long. That's for sure. I don't sit still long. I'm a high energy, aggressive kind of guy. So once I have an idea, I kind of feed off the momentum of that idea. And that's just it. Once you get a little piece of something, you just keep taking a little more. And then, you know, when a couple things make sense and they work out, then that's when your creativity and your imagination starts. Hey, yeah, if that works, we could do this with that. And then we could do A with B, and then we could do B with C. So the platform has definitely evolved from pulling my partner, Dr. Knight in. The platform has definitely evolved over the year as we've been developing it and putting in more bells and whistles and little things that features and functions that really would help and streamline contractors for doing their job and sure, scaling their business and also streamlining it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I'm excited for it. So to just, you've got the construction platform now, which is gonna, it's a place for you to focus and put all this energy, right? So for, as you know, statistically, there's a lot of folks in the United States right now that are in the position you were in just a few years ago. They're aging out of their business, and they're either going to sell it, shut it down, fold it up, what transfer it, whatever that looks like. You've been through that now.
Yes.
What would you tell somebody that they're still in their business, but it's inevitable at some point? What words of wisdom would you offer those folks that are headed in that direction shortly?
Well, that's a great question. You know, as you're asking me that question, I'm thinking a lot of different variables. You know, everybody would be different the way I look at it, depending on your age. I was able to kind of fold my business up and be in a position. I'm very fortunate and grateful to be able to do that at a relatively young age. That would all depend on people's age, what their financial situation is, and what kind of interests or passions they have as well. I mean, that's an interesting question. If we're talking strictly within the construction industry and they're looking to, you know, phase out and do that, once again, the platform would be a really nice place to network through the platform, see if anybody's interested in purchasing or acquiring their business and expanding theirs, or maybe partnering with other people and really finding the right partner or to take over your business, or the right project manager or supervisor so that you can maybe take a step back and take a smaller role and maybe keep your business and make it run with others, or just sell it through the platform. to other business owners that are out there looking to grow and expand their business. That's the beauty of the platform with the labor request tool. You could quite literally, you can increase your annual, your business revenue without increasing your overhead and your staff, the stresses and the pressures of maintaining full-time staff, overhead and everything. You could grab more jobs and then click on the labor request form and pick up guys just for a particular project. Or just, for example, if we have a lighting inspection next week and next Friday is due, and I could use 2-3 guys for about 3 or 4 days, and I'm just short. I don't have enough staff. You go on the construction platform, you click on the labor request form, temporary, and it's all templated there. Huh. Three electricians, three employees, which trade? It'll post directly to the message boards of the trade you're looking for. And then there may be, we all try and think we know everybody in the industry, but I mean, I know a lot of people, but there could be a dozen other electrical contractors within a 5-mile radius of me that I don't even know they exist. You go up, you post a request. If they're on the construction platform, you can share resources and get work done that way without having to take on full-time staff. You know, because then these people have families as well. It's one of the things I did when I was in business. I was very conscious of that. The guys that work for me, they have families and wives and kids at home. And I took it as that's my obligation to make sure they have 40 hours of work every week and health insurance and paid vacations. I did all that for them. Profit sharing. We did all that. So with this platform, you don't necessarily have to do that. If you're a small shop, maybe 2, 4, 6 guys, you could take on a lot more work and a lot more revenue without having to maintain or try and find the full-time staff throughout the industry. So it's a great tool for that.
Yeah. So, it sounds like it's just an amazing tool for, well, let's just say for the industry. So super, super excited to learn more about it. What's that?
Does that make sense to you I explained it?
Yep. Makes perfect sense. Yeah.
It would make more sense. I'm sorry to cut you off. It would make more sense. Again, going to the homepage and just watching the 3-minute site tour video. It gives you an overview of how it all works and interacts on the platform. It's very simple. It's hard to explain because there's a lot of bells and whistles and moving parts. But we've consolidated it down into a 3-minute site tour video that's easier to just take a view of that, and you could see how it interacts. And if you, like I said earlier, if you're used to social media, you'll easily be able to navigate this platform.
Well, since you and I communicated about it, I'd looked at the paper, the document you sent, but then today I went and watched the video on the site. And it's a 3-minute explanation, but for anybody listening, if you just go to theconstructionplatform.com, and click on that video, in 3 minutes, you're going to have a great sense of how to use this. I don't think I found the one thing. I don't really have a great sense of how powerful this tool will be, because I think it's bigger than three. Like it's going to be a pretty powerful tool for you. But you'll at least have a sense of, oh, you know what? I could use this, and this is going to help me as a tradesman or person, tradesman, tradeswoman, or me as a business trade, you know, whatever that is, if you're in or supporting of the construction industry, it's definitely worth checking out, I think.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's why I sent you the PDF as well, because I mean, there's so many layers, there's multiple layers of value just inherently on having that profile with the tools that we put on the platform. The way I see it, and spending over 30 plus years in the industry, you know, we're looking to make this the industry standard, basically the way to get work done within the industry. We're national right now. It's a fully national platform. And hopefully if everyone's on there the more people that sign up and have profiles and to be users on the platform, the more value there will be, obviously. So and you start to do. So that's the goal, and really to bring it back into the mainstream, help these guys bridge the labor shortage gap, get work, scale their business. Multi-state contractors, it's great for contractors that use a lot of subs. I mean, it's just structured where it just makes sense for all of that.
Love it. Hey, Joe, before we wrap up here, we're coming to the end. If you would, I always ask my guests, what's one important or impactful question, whether it's fit for just about life in general or business, but what's important or impactful question would you leave our listeners that we should be asking ourselves?
Question that we should be asking ourselves. Is this really what you want to do? Do what you want to do in life. I mean, we only have one go around, right? We only have one go around, I guess. And make sure you're doing what you want to do. I mean, you know, we get caught in these, you know, everyday cyclical things, paying the bills and everything. But I guess I would say, you know, make sure you're doing what you want to do, because if you're doing what you want to do, you know, everything else will come. You know, everything else will come. Be, enjoy what you do. To me, I like the sense of accomplishment, you know, sense of being productive and constructive. I like making a difference. So, I mean, I would say ask yourself, what, you know, is that what you want to do? You know, yeah, I guess I would leave it at that.
Cool. All right, good enough. So
first thing that comes off the top of my head. I mean, I'm sure there's others.
That works. For listeners that want to learn more, I'm gonna let you give the one last time the platform address. And then if somebody wants to get a hold of you to learn more or just collaborate with you, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, I mean, other than giving my cell number out, I'm not going to do that. The platform is www.theconstructionplatform.com. And you could sign up and set up a profile on there. I am on LinkedIn at Joseph L. Russo on LinkedIn, but I also have a profile on the construction platform. It's under probably Joey Russo or Joe Russo. You can find me there, and emails on there. My email address is jrusso@theconstructionplatform.com, and I'm easy to find. And
fantastic.
I'm open and available to expand on any questions or feedback that you may have.
Awesome. Joe, thanks so much for being on the show today. I'm excited to watch this platform take off and grow and really have some impact in the industry.
I appreciate it, Todd. Thank you so much for the invite and for having me. Thank you.
Been a pleasure. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll leave you with this, as I generally do. Please remember, whatever grand vision you've been given, whatever big dream God has put on your heart, you can. Until next time, be bold, be humble, stay healthy, stay hopeful, live life strong, and peace to you.
Well, thank you so much for listening. For even more on turning trials into triumphs and seeking and embracing success, go to toddhalls.life. That's toddhalls.life. And I look forward to serving you. Until next time, be strong, be bold, be humble, stay healthy, stay hopeful. Peace to you.